Getting an update on New World Screwworm from down south. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Now visiting today with Wayne Cockrell, who is the Cattle Health and Wellbeing Chairman for the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. And Wayne, thank you for joining us here on WNAX today.
Well, it's a pleasure to join you.
Yeah. Well, first off, you know, you being the Cattle Health and Wellbeing Chairman, just what does that job entail and what do you do for the TSCRA?
Well, normally, I would say it's more of a ceremonial title. You know, the staff does a lot of the behind the scenes work, and you know, and so that's just basically running meetings and things. You know, and but certainly when this New World Screwworm threat popped up, you know, this became a serious role and something that, you know, just had to get involved with boots on the ground and within our industry and within the organizations within Texas, so that we can all become a united front in order to battle this. Because it's not just livestock, it's also, you know, wildlife, all forms, not just cattle, all forms of livestock and wildlife as well will be affected.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, it's been a big topic here within the, you know, the past year or so, a little over a year or so. I'm sure you've had a lot of involvement with that topic. So when you look at 2025 and the TSCRA, what have they been busy with when it comes to this topic?
Yeah. It started really over a year ago when it was announced that it was in Honduras, is when the alarm bells kind of sounded there, because I've actually spent a good bit of time down in Panama over the last year, so I have a lot of friends down there, and certainly had seen this thing moving north and north, and when it got to Honduras, and, you know, it just seemed like the screwworm sterile fly solution that we had with Copeg in Panama, you know, it was not working. It was not working like it was supposed to, and that certainly got it on our radar, and we started meeting with all the other livestock organizations, wildlife organizations here in Texas, and then certainly last November, right after Thanksgiving, when it was discovered in Mexico, that was kind of a signal that, okay, we've got to step up and we got to get this thing stopped now. And so I guess if there's any comfort in that, here we are a year later. And number one, it has not been found here in the U.S. We seem to have it still bottled up, you know, just out of that Isthmus of Mexico in the Veracruz, Oaxaca state. So it's not on our border yet. And so, you know, we feel like we've made some progress. I guess you'd say that according to USDA, APHIS, the inspection and treatment process down on their southern border has gotten better. Still not where it needs to be, we're afraid. We've gotten some products approved by the FDA CVM to use, you know, Dectamax. CA1 has been approved, conditional approval. Exalt that Merck makes, which is a pour-on, is another tool in the toolbox to help in the treatment process. And then most importantly, I guess the last year, you know, our efforts have been to try to get the construction of a sterile fly facility here in Texas. And we have that approved. We have the funding codified by the Ag Appropriations Bill. And so, you know, those are some positive steps that we've been involved with this year. And certainly, I think really one of the greatest things, in my opinion, is that all of the livestock organizations, wildlife organizations in Texas, we've united to come together and apply the pressure, communicate with each other so that we know we can be one voice in the push to get the sterile fly facility up and running and to get these other tools that we need as far as treatment, and also to apply the pressure on USDA, to apply the pressure on Mexico to stop this down there.
And there is definitely much more from this interview, so make sure to stay tuned. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.